Medical marijuana will soon be legal on the Kuala boundary. BPR shares the details, including a timeline for when people can buy it. The Eastern Band of Cherokee started looking into legalizing medical marijuana about 5 years ago. For Jeremy Wilson of the Tribes Cannabis Commission, this month's vote by the Tribal Council to legalize it is a relief.
It's been surreal. You know, not everything is impossible just because it's really hard.
Now the nuts and bolts. When will medical marijuana be available on the Kuala boundary?
My hopeful timeline is that we can get something established and doors open within the next 12 months.
The tribe needs time to grow its supply chain and create a control board which will regulate the sale of cannabis and approve medical marijuana cards for those with health conditions.
And they apply, they get qualified, they get their patient card. They can then purchase their product, which will be to an ounce limit per day or not to exceed 10,000 milligrams per month.
The board will work with an advisory council of local tribal leaders, such as the CEO for the Cherokee Indian Hospital.
The main license operator will be Gadua LLC. They will be in charge of operating the entire operations, and they will fund the operations. The tribal government, the only area the tribe has in this is the regulation standpoint.
For the first 3 years, there will only be two medical dispensaries. Wilson wants to remind those who might be eligible to purchase cannabis that local laws still apply. On the boundary, consumption of cannabis must be done in the privacy of your own home, and off the boundary, you can still be arrested for possession. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.